Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, Michael Silver of the NFL, NFL.com, terrific writer. He's been in Green Bay numerous times. His kids are Packers fans, by the way, as you're going to hear. Just as we were leaving the Miami Convention Center, coming out of Super Bowl 54 in our coverage from Radio Row, had a chance to catch up with him and sit down and chat for just a little bit. Take a listen.
So, first of all, how you been, man? Good to talk to you.
I mean, I could complain. There could be a litany of complaints, but nobody wants to hear me complain.
Yeah?
I have a good life. Sat down with Joe Montana. That's going to be on our long pregame show on NFL Network Sunday morning. Wrote a couple big stories. Wrote about George Kittle and earlier Kyle Shanahan. Those are on our website, NFL.com. And, you know, been a little bit social, maybe a lot of bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of bit social going on. You can't help but be, unless you're reclusive and you just would rather lay in your room and do nothing to relax, it's so busy.
It is the convention of pro football. So while we are all grinding, and you among us, we're also in convention mode. So
yeah.
It is a sprint and a marathon, and I've been doing quite a few of these in a row and having a good time.
So when it comes down to the season, I've been asking everybody, kind of writer-wise, this was the year of the running back. This was the year of physicality coming back to the defense. This was the year of running quarterbacks. It's a different narrative this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that we saw, four playoff games where the quarterback was essentially a non-factor. You know, I would count the two Tannehill games before the AFC Championship game and then the two Garoppolo games and certainly the NFC Championship game. I mean, eight passes attempted in a substantial victory is, it's mind-boggling. So, running backs have been devalued contractually. There's this sense that they're plug and play. On the other hand, it's, in the case of the 49ers, there is a lot schematically that is going on, and you see that because they've had multiple running backs succeed in it. But it's fascinating because you have a Super Bowl where one team hasn't really had to throw much to get there, and then the other team has, Patrick Mahomes, who it's tempting to throw at every play with that guy.
Where does the edge fall? Because on one hand, defense wins you championships. On the other hand, when you have the reigning MVP who is down 24 and says, okay, we'll turn it on now, and I will not only beat you, but I'll beat you by that same amount of points to the opposite side. Where does the edge fall?
I don't see either team having an easy time stopping the other, and I recognize that Niner front four and that defense is elite, and I know that the Chiefs have playmakers like Tyrann Mathieu, so I think defenders will make big plays, but in terms of play-to-play, just stopping the other, I think the Niners will be able to run it on the Chiefs and then have play action open up, and I think Mahomes will definitely be able to do things against that defense. And schematically, Andy Reid traditionally has done well against those three deep zones that they're likely to play, the cover three, and I think they'll have answers. So that shapes up as potentially a really, really good game, back and forth, big plays deciding it on both sides and a lot of points, which, let's face it, we all deserve after last year's game.
We talked about the 49ers defense, what they did to Green Bay. Green Bay knew they were going to run the ball and they couldn't stop it. How far away is Green Bay from being here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough question because we've now seen twice where they weren't able to be competitive in that stadium against that team.
Right.
So on one level, I would say, there are ways. They need some more. They need to shore up that run defense. They need a couple more playmakers on defense. They need another target, and it's unfortunate because I thought Valdes-Scantling had been developing into that, and he obviously backslid and was a non-factor. So they do need more. On the other hand, if the Seahawks gain another 6 inches in the last game of the season,
right,
the Packers potentially are hosting the Seahawks or maybe the Niners maybe the Saints in the NFC Championship game. And, you know, we might be talking about Aaron Rodgers right now. So that particular matchup, they are far. But, you know, I don't discount their 13-3 and, you know, or their 14-1 outside of my state. You know, I love California, but for some reason when we let them into the greatest state of the union, it just didn't go well.
I wanted to ask you if you had to write it in an almost perfect scenario. There was a lot of people that came through this year that said, I really wanted to see a rematch of Super Bowl I. I wanted to see the two State Farm guys. I wanted to see the new face versus the old face.
They would have had to have that fake agent come do the coin toss.
Right? I wanted to see the old school Andy Reid against the brand new head coach in the resurgence of the Packers. Would that have been candy?
Well, listen, man, I live in a household where two of my three kids are Packer obsessed. You know, I hear all about it every day. It started when, you know, my wife and I went to Cal. Later, our daughter did. And when Aaron Rodgers got drafted, my sons were very young. And so they just decided we're Packer fans. And it snowballed. And so, I mean, personally, from a personal perspective, I wouldn't have been mad. And listen, I've obviously covered Aaron all the way through. And that story to me would have been special. And I'm really proud of Matt LaFleur and what he was able to do year one. And I know there was a lot of skepticism going in. It didn't end the way he wanted to, and he's an ultra-competitive guy, and he lost to a guy who's essentially his mentor, so it stings. But, you know, he's here this week. His brother is coaching in this game, and I know he's going to, you know, try very, very hard to take that next step. And listen, what Brian Gutekunst did in the last offseason, which was so different from the Ted Thompson model, he went out and got guys, and they all were impact players. I think Amos and Turner and certainly the two Smiths made a big difference from the start, and so that gives me a little hope that maybe they can go out and do something like that again.
How far away are they?
You know, if they have a big offseason, good draft and a good free agency, I don't know that they're that far, because really I think Aaron's going to get a lot better in this offense year two. And, you know, you look at Matt Ryan in year two in this offense when Kyle was there and Matt LaFleur. You know, year one had some choppiness with Kyle. Year two, he was the MVP and had a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. I would never doubt Aaron, and I like to believe that the Packers can take that step. You know, the caveat is that the NFC is loaded, and, you know, Breeze coming back to New Orleans, that could be a lot. The Niners are not going anywhere. I think the Rams are going to be back with a vengeance, and Seattle is a factor among other teams.
Michael, always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you got to run. You go ahead and enjoy yourself and enjoy the rest of the convention.
thank you, Bill. I will give it my all, and I will leave everything on the field.
I can't wait the next time we talk on the phone, because I know you're going to be folding laundry, doing a hit with us.
There is a high percentage that when we talk on the phone, if I'm at my house, laundry is being folded.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There you go. Mike Silver of the NFL Network and NFL.com joining me a couple of minutes down there on Radio Row. Just before we got out of there, tomorrow you're going to hear Judy Batista, who I caught up with as well. And that was the last two interviews that we did before we started to wing our way back to Wisconsin.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.